are geek-centric, and you can be too.
Hey there, fellow Homo sapiens. My name is Nate, and welcome to the Geekcentric Podcast, and welcome to our special Behind the Geeks episode for Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. We've got a great interview with a couple of primates, but they're really prime apes from Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, which is in theaters right now. Special thanks, as always, to our friends at 20th Century Studios Canada for these fantastic opportunities to get to talk to these lovely, talented people who make the things we love. But listen, let's not go bananas just yet. Let me introduce you to my favorite big hairy ape. He's Justin, the jungle jumping, banana loving, leisurely leaping Lawrence.
I am so ready to go ape shit on this thing.
I remember when we were like just right after the movie, I'm like, do I tweet? It's bananas. Is that the first part of my tweet?
Yeah, and I was like, you should totally go with that, but then that might be offensive to apes who don't like bananas.
Well, apparently, you know, no apes in this movie. Like, what's up with that? There's not a single banana, spoiler alert, in Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. What's up with that?
I don't know. I maybe the banana budget was reduced.
The banana budget
was reduced.
Listen, it's just not in the banana budget. I'm so sorry, Wes. We can't do it. Are you a fan of bananas? Are you a banana
oh, yeah.
boy?
I love bananas. Love bananas. Yeah. Who doesn't like bananas? I don't know.
I'm a banana on a bit of PB. PB toast is my thing.
Yeah, I've heard that's a delicious thing.
Banana bread, dude.
Mm-hmm. I love banana bread, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a good time. It's a good time, especially if you get some chocolate chip in there.
Dude.
There's actually a bread that I think it's called Chunky Monkey or something like that. Maybe that's an ice cream, actually. But I think it's called Monkey Bread at one of my favorite bakeries.
Yes.
And it's banana bread with like chunks of chocolate in it.
Oh.
So good. So good. I'll get some for you, and you'll have to try it.
Please, we'll have to go to that bakery together. We'll skip like apes on our way there. But listen, no beating around the banana bush. Would you mind letting our lovely listeners know who we had a chance to chat with?
Yeah, we had the opportunity to talk with two of the cast members from Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes together as a paired interview. We talked to Owen Teague, who plays Noah, and we talked to Canada's own Kevin Duran, Proximus Caesar himself.
He's Canadian.
Yeah, he's Canadian. He's from Thunder Bay. I think he lives in Timmins. I know that there was a little bit of a write-up for him in the production notes ahead of this interview. But yeah, he's Canadian. He lives in Canada. It's wild. I never knew that because we reminisced about you know, where do we know Kevin from? The first thing that came to mind was Lost.
Yeah.
to have the opportunity to sit down and talk with both of these fantastic actors and just to hear a little bit more insight, it was such a privilege. And like you said, 20th Century Studios Canada, thank you so much for giving us this opportunity, because it was definitely a treat.
Yeah, it was really, really cool. And I mean, we'll talk a little bit more about it afterwards. But for now, please enjoy our interview with the stars of Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, Owen Teague and Kevin Durant.
Well, what a wonderful day. Owen, Kevin, thank you so much for joining us on the Geekcentric Podcast.
I didn't want to interrupt.
No, it's totally fine. My name's Justin.
Justin. Justin.
And Justin. Nate.
Nate.
Yeah. Nice to meet you. I'm Nate, and this is Justin.
Yes. Oh, I'm Justin.
It's like a mirror.
How are you both doing today?
Great.
You're doing good?
I couldn't be doing any better.
Yeah.
We get to sit here and talk to you guys about a movie that we love so much.
I know.
Like, from the very beginning of us getting the job to like sitting here with you guys and having seen it and be like, oh my god, I can't believe
we saw the movie yesterday and we were blown away by your performances.
Oh, awesome.
They were absolutely outstanding, truly transformative. How did you guys go about finding the voice and soul of your character beyond just the physicality of performance capture?
Yeah.
Owen, let's start with you.
It was a challenge. You know, Noah begins this movie kind of unsure of himself and not quite knowing who he is or where his strength comes from. And so it was a matter of finding a voice that kind of reflected that. And then that kind of evolves over the course of the film a little bit. Really? You know, Andy did such amazing work as Caesar, and his voice as Caesar is so, like, such a big part of that character. Right. And I really didn't want to just do that. You know, I was like, Noah has to feel young and innocent and naive.
Right.
So finding something that was in my vocal range and kind of higher and younger feeling, but also felt apey was challenging, because I think you think ape and it's just like,
like this.
Absolutely. So it was like it was a kind of very subtle thing to find, but I don't know. I think
it's so effective.
Yeah.
The way that your voice changes throughout, like you take us on that journey.
Yeah,
it's a very complicated thing you pulled off.
Well,
thanks.
It's amazing.
Kevin, you gave us a little tasting of the sample of it. But your voice, the soul, the energy of Proxima Caesar, it's like it jumps out of the screen. How did you go about finding that presence, that voice?
The day that I shot it, I just had laryngitis. And no, I'm just
I was going to be like, wow, well, that's a great happy accent.
Then I had to stick with it. I'm still doing it.
No.
Alain Gauthier, who was our amazing movement director, he worked with us on the body.
Mm-hmm.
So he would break down. He's also a scientist.
Yeah.
Which is amazing. So he would break down the anatomical, physiological differences between your specific ape and your human body.
Okay.
You start learning how that informs the way you move. And then one day he asked me a question. And I was so in my body that all of a sudden I was like, yes, I believe that this feels good. I feel very good.
Wow.
You know, and he was like, okay, just wait a second. Grabs his phone, recorded it, sent it off to Wes. And Wes was like, yeah. And then Wes added he said, just always be aware that you're speaking through a different type of larynx, different trachea. It's a different anatomy. So how do you get the sound through? Mm-hmm. And so it became even more labored at times. But it was interesting trying to find how hard it was for him to get it through, but then also be eloquent.
Yeah. Absolutely.
That was something that we had to think about, was like, it's not natural for us to speak.
Right.
You know, so there's always a little bit of extra.
Yeah, you have to pull it back a little.
Yeah.
Right? You have to be aware of that. That's
Yeah.
Well, with this film. No.
That was impressive.
Thank you.
Wow.
Anyone have a cough drop?
That was a.
with this film taking place several hundred years after War for the Planet of the Apes, we see that beyond just speaking, the apes have developed their own culture, their own beliefs. Was there an element of the culture that maybe resonated with you?
Yeah, I mean, it was cool to kind of look at human cultures and how some, you know, some human cultures have used eagles and the relationships that we've developed with animals but also the very sort of law abiding idea of Eagle Clan, you know, is something I think you see in a lot of religions of like, don't ask too many questions.
Yes.
And while, you know, Eagle Clan is the like good guys, I guess, there was a lot that we as a cast sort of went through and created amongst ourselves of like, what is it to actually grow up in that environment and to not be told anything and to be sort of kept in the dark about what's out there. And so a lot of Noah's kind of, you know, curiosity and drive in the movie comes from not only wanting to save his people, but also from just
not knowing
anything.
Phenomenal.
Yeah.
So cool.
That's great. That's awesome. Yeah, I think that there's a lot there in terms of like finding the truth,
right?
And from his character, and, yeah. and that the religion influencing that
yeah.
in a
and
lot of ways.
We see in like history with just the way that, you know, like what I was taught in school. I went to public school in Florida where, yeah. you know, the truth is a little bit
muddled
yeah. Nowadays. Yeah. And like learning things in school and then actually learning the truth of things later in my life and being like, oh, wow, this is not how it was at all, yeah. you know. And it's kind of how Noah's...
The real world.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
knowing the real world. Yeah. I totally agree, yeah. Now, you guys both mentioned you worked with Alain Gauthier. Mm-hmm. I hope I'm saying that right.
Nailed it.
Yeah, okay.
Perfect.
Well, awesome. I was so nervous.
Well done.
And you also mentioned Andy Serkis. Uh-huh. So, you know, you guys are obviously movement experts. You live and breathe these characters. We wanted to know if you were to give us a piece of advice yeah. for us, because we would love to send a reel, maybe to be extras in future Planet yeah. of the Apes movies. Awesome. What sort of advice? What's a piece of advice you'd give us?
You want to both give
sure.
a thing? The thing that informed me that was probably the most influential is knowing that the floating ribs of a chimpanzee or a bonobo okay. are very, very close in proximity to the top of their hips. So there's no torsion. So, you know, like we walk.
Okay.
So when you step right, your shoulder's going right. And everything's kind of moving together. And then you learn these basic rules. And then from there, your character gets filtered in. And what is it for you, you think?
Well, for me, there's two things that, you know, one specifically with walking that kind of goes with the shoulder thing is thinking about your feet.
Yes.
You've got thumbs on your feet and their hands. Yeah. So you're actually, you know, you're feeling the ground. And everything kind of comes from that. You're really making a connection with your floor.
Yeah.
But also just thinking about your center of gravity.
Yes.
And how strong apes are. You know, there's something very confident about the way that they move. It's very efficient. They're not like second guessing their body positions. Yeah. It's like when they mean to move, they move.
Right.
The density of their bones
yeah.
is so much denser and harder than our bones. And what comes with that is the extra weight, so then their muscles have to be that much stronger to do yeah. what they can yeah. do. So you start to really comprehend how powerful mm, yeah. they are. Like a capuchin will mess us up.
Right.
Right? Yeah. I did a movie with a capuchin and the lady was like, okay, well, during this scene, just make sure you don't make eye contact.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah. What'll happen if I make eye? It'll eat your face.
You'll die.
Yeah, it's like the capuchin, but he's so cute. Don't look at him.
Well, those things are angry too.
Oh my! My God! He's just like know, he's just the
it, monkeys like, are scary.
It's like that guy in the bar who's just like looking for someone to just freaking say something or do something. It's like, did you just smile at me?
He's looking just for someone.
Oh, to have a nice day. You know, it's like, that's what capuchins are like. I'll show you a nice day.
We need one of those in the next movie.
For sure.
Yeah.
Cool. Awesome. Well, guys, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us.
Of course.
This was awesome. We were going to ask what apes we would be. Do you think, what could we be? We'd be a, what are you thinking?
Tough.
And then we'll get out of here.
It's a hard one.
Orangutan?
Thank you.
A gorilla? I think so.
Graceful and powerful.
That's
what he is.
Orangutan. You feel like a... Oh, really?
Oh, what were you
going
to say?
I was going to go gorilla.
Yeah, oh, I can see that
very,
too. Gorilla
like,
too. Yeah.
Very steady.
Yeah.
You know?
I try to be, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
Awesome. Yeah. Guys, again, thank you so much.
Yeah, it was really great chatting with you.
So much fun.
Thank you.
So much fun.
Have a good one.
Thank you.
That was a really good chat.
Yeah, it was.
And we are back. What a fascinating conversation with these guys.
Yeah, they said it best. It was a great conversation. It wasn't an interview. And if you've been like following some of the press, they're so easy to talk to. They're so comfortable. They love talking about their time with this movie and the effort that it went into bringing these characters to life, literally.
Yeah.
So, you know, I would encourage everyone who's listening to go to our YouTube channel, youtube.com/geekcentric, and watch this interview just so you can see in some instances with Kevin Durant, how he just kind of snaps into Proxima Caesar mode, like just right on the spot.
He's also so huge. Like even
he's taller than me. And
in like, our interview, you'll even catch it a few times where we weren't able to edit it out where, you know, he's leaning back. Like I don't think like obviously they, you know, 20th Century Studios and all the lovely PR folks that we work with were lovely enough to kind of set us up so we both could be a part of this interview. Mm-hmm. But I don't think they really could fathom just how big Kevin Durant is, because he was getting in the way of that yeah, camera, bro,
guy,
a little bit.
The guy's got guns, you know,
huge.
So it's definitely, it shows on camera. But yeah, he's a big dude. And you know what's interesting is, you know, we talked about it in the interview, you know, the physicality that goes into kind of bringing these characters to life. And you know, I don't know how tall Proxima Caesar would be, but I don't think he's as tall as Kevin Durant is. But that said, you know, when you watch it on YouTube and you see just the way he snaps into character, you know, you and I were talking about it after. It's just like, it's second nature for him. It's so part of who he is now that he can just turn it on like a switch and turn it off. So it was really, really great.
Yeah, I love how this interview at times felt almost like a zoology lesson.
For sure.
I had no idea that Marcel from Friends was so dangerous. Like, we were just talking about how huge Kevin Durant is, and he's saying a capuchin will mess you up. That's saying something. Like, for those who don't know, a capuchin is a little Ross's monkey that sits on the on his shoulders. Like, that's a capuchin. And to hear that story of the movie that he worked with a capuchin on, was, that's crazy.
I want to know what movie it was. That's what I want to know.
I looked it up. It's something. It goes by two names. It's like Throwing Stars.
Okay.
And like, oh, the other one's like who's my monkey or who's that monkey? I don't know, something like that. It's like a lower sort of indie comedy from a while ago. And Kevin Durant obviously plays a very intimidating character in that movie as well. It's awesome to hear their dedication to these roles. We're catching them at the tail end of this press cycle, and yet they're still so into it. They're so dedicated to the craft. And and you called it, dude. You called it before we even chatted with them that I would be an orangutan, which,
oh hell yeah,
I am embarrassed to say that I'm only as of this interview realizing that it's pronounced orangutan, not orangutan.
Yeah, well, even though Tang, the, you know, very popular drink,
yeah,
would use an orangutan, I believe, in its promotional material.
That has to be what happened.
So I don't know. I wonder if they just kind of riffed on it, but I wonder if that's sort of the subconscious reason as to why we both said orangutan.
Yeah.
Just because it is. I'm almost certain Tang has used orangutan in its advertisement. You know, pretty sure.
It's crazy.
Because they're orange, too. Like, they're orangey hair, and Tang is orange, and, you know.
That's got to be how it worked. Somebody over at the Tang company can let us know. I think the last thing I wanted to mention was we kind of got, like, once the cameras wrapped, Kevin, obviously, we told him that we loved Lost, and it's awesome now that I've gotten to speak to, you know, having spoken to Daniel Day-Kim for Avatar: The Last Airbender, now I've gotten to talk to two people from my favorite TV show ever. Once the cameras wrapped, he was told that his shirt was kind of messing up with the camera. What was that? What did they call it?
It's called moire.
Moire. There was some sort of moire effect off his shirt. Mm-hmm. So he had to change his shirt. And while he was walking out of the hallway there, like you said, he just snaps into this character at random times. And I turned to him and I was like, bro, it hasn't left you yet. And he just starts, like, you know, acting like, oh, Proxima Caesar, and walks towards me. And then you and I started doing like the walk, like the ape walk. And he was like commenting on it and, oh, it's all in the hips. Yeah, that's how it works. And then the Disney PR folks were getting into it. Like, that's a moment that'll stick with me. And it was so cool.
Yeah, man, it's one of a kind, one of a kind experience. So grateful that we had the opportunity to chat with these two.
Absolutely. But that is it for this special Behind the Geeks episode for Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. We hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, make sure to subscribe to us wherever you like to listen to podcasts, if you haven't already. And if you want to write into the show with your thoughts on this movie or any of the series or movies that we cover, well, you don't need to bow to your king. Instead, Justin, can you let the apes know how they can reach us?
Well, they can reach us at wearegeekcentric@gmail.com. That's wearegeekcentric@gmail.com. Or they can reach out to us on Twitter at GeekcentricYT or on Instagram at wearegeekcentric.
I was just reading on X that, because you said Twitter there,
yeah,
and you usually say X,
yeah.
But I was just reading that apparently, and this is probably not true, but some headline came up that said Elon Musk was part of the inspiration for Proxima Caesar.
And yes.
Like, I kind of see it.
I kind of see it. Yeah, I kind of see it as well.
Yikes. Keep in mind, we also have a ton of other great episodes covering the latest in movies and TV shows, including our recent spoiler-free reviews for Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. You can see what we thought about the movie, as well as the latest series of Doctor Who. And speaking of Doctor Who, Darcy and I have the immense pleasure of interviewing the Doctor himself, Shuri Gatwa, as well as his companion Ruby Sunday, played by the ever so lovely Millie Gibson. We sat down to discuss with them, you know, what it's like, what for Shuri, what it's like to be so many people's first doctor, Millie's inspiration for Ruby Sunday, and we even asked them what their characters smell like, yeah. Which I'm not going to reveal what they said. You'll have to check out the interview, but honestly, that interview might be the most I've laughed in any of our interviews so far.
And you're not even laughing with them, you're laughing at them. Like,
no,
that's
we were laughing with them.
Yeah, I guess you were laughing with them. But like, I think at the same time, it's just like to watch their reaction and to watch their chemistry.
They were
so funny.
It was so
infectious that you couldn't just sit back. You could just sit back and watch and just laugh and chuckle with them. But you're absolutely right. Yeah, what was I saying? Like, yeah, you absolutely were laughing with them, not at them. But it was just great to just see you guys sitting there while they kind of debated this out and chuckle every so often. And yeah, you have to see that. Like, it's available on podcast feeds, but go check it out on our YouTube channel at youtube.com/geekcentric. It is one of the best interviews that we've done, and kudos to you and Darcy for taking that on. And it was a short amount of time, but I think it yielded some really, really great responses.
It was really, really fun. Yeah, definitely go check that out, as well as all of our interviews on YouTube at youtube.com/geekcentric. We'd love to if you'd leave a review on the podcast, or if you leave a comment on YouTube, or even share one of our videos, we would not get these incredible interviews and these incredible opportunities if it wasn't for your support. So thank you so much for continuing to join us as we cover all things geek-centric. We've got a ton of great stuff coming at you this month and all of 2024 as the hot geek summer is only getting hotter. So Justin, thank you so much for joining me for this special Behind the Apes interview. And as we say, love ya.
Peace.